Similar situations as yours have passed on before you. Now warning is being given to the enemy, to the mushrikeen who came to fight the Muslims. So proceed throughout the earth and observe how was the end of those who denied. This Quran is a clear statement to all the people and a guidance and instruction for those conscious of Allah. وَلَا تَهِنُوا, so do not weaken. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and do not grieve. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ, and you will be superior, you will be successful. When? إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are true believers. You see, the Sahaba had made such a huge mistake. They had experienced such a huge setback. And the same thing happens in our lives also. Everything is not always easy. There are times when you're not able to do what you believed you could, what you thought you could do. You fail a course. You get fired. You don't meet your goals. And this can be very upsetting. You begin to doubt yourself. You begin to wonder what is wrong with you. Remember, these setbacks do not mean that you have fallen in the eyes of God, that you are now a bad person, that you're no longer worthy. These setbacks do not mean that you're a loser, that you'll never get more opportunities in the future, that this was your last chance. No, things change. So, لَا تَهِنُوا, لَا تَحْزَنُوا, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ, look forward to the future. You will be superior. Allah will give you success. But you have to believe. You have to believe. إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ, if a wound should touch you. Because remember, the Muslims had 70 casualties in this battle. If a wound should touch you, there has already touched the opposing people a wound that is similar to it. At Badr, the mushrikeen also lost 70 people. And these days of varying conditions, we alternate among the people. Meaning things don't always remain the same for everyone. Why? So that Allah may make evident those who believe and may take to himself from among you martyrs. And Allah does not like the wrongdoers. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and that Allah may purify the believers and destroy the disbelievers. So the thing is that trials purify a person. Trials prepare a person for bigger challenges. Trials polish a person. They build his capacity, build his stamina. Because the person who is not able to bear little things with patience, then they cannot handle bigger things either. The higher you want to go, the greater hardships you have to bear. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you go through some hardship, it is not to torture you. It is just to make you stronger, because there's something much better that is coming ahead. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ, or do you think that you will enter paradise? While Allah has not yet made evident those of you who fight, who strive in His cause, and made evident those who are steadfast, meaning your efforts will be examined. وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, and you had certainly wished for martyrdom before you encountered it. And you have now seen it before you while you were looking on. Many companions wished for shahada before the Battle of Uhud. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not but a messenger. Other messengers have passed on before him. So if he was to die or be killed, would you turn back on your heels to unbelief? At the Battle of Uhud, a rumor spread about the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we learned that many companions felt weak in their heart. They felt really faint in their heart at that time and thought, why should we bother to continue? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them that if he's to die or to be killed, are you going to turn back on your heels? Are you going to go back to your former ways? Are you just going to quit? And he who turns back on his heels will never harm Allah at all, but Allah will reward the grateful. So we all need to check ourselves. Why is it that we're really striving in our lives? For whose sake? Is it for the sake of a person? Is it for the sake of a material goal? If that is the case, then our striving, our struggle, our efforts will be momentary. If our goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if our eventual goal and purpose is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will go on and continue until the very end of our lives. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and it is not possible for one to die except by the permission of Allah at a decree determined. And whoever desires the reward of this world, we will give him thereof. And whoever desires the reward of the hereafter, we will give him thereof. And we will reward the grateful. And how many a prophet fought, and with him fought many religious scholars, but they never lost assurance due to what afflicted them in the cause of Allah. Their hearts did not break, nor did they weaken or submit. They did not quit. And Allah loves the steadfast. Notice how shakirin are mentioned over here, sabirin are mentioned over here. And their words were not but that they said, "Our Lord, forgive us our sins and the excess committed in our affairs, and plant firmly our feet and give us victory over the disbelieving people." Notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there were so many. There were ribbiyuna kathir, of great numbers. Yet they did not rely upon themselves. They relied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they combined patience with istighfar. This is how we face difficult situations in life. That on the one hand, we observe patience. We do not give up, no matter what happens. And on the other hand, we also beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So Allah gave them the reward of this world and the good reward of the hereafter. And Allah loves the doers of good. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have believed, if you obey those who disbelieve, they will turn you back on your heels, and you will then become losers. But Allah is your protector, and He is the best of helpers. We will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve for what they have associated with Allah, of which He had not sent down any authority, and their refuge will be the fire, and wretched is the residence of the wrongdoers. So we see in this ayah that shirk, associating partners with Allah, is something that weakens a person. It brings fear in their life. It removes blessing from their life. So learn to purify your faith in Allah. Learn to purify your reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you only rely on Him, expect from Him, fear Him, seek Him. And Allah had certainly fulfilled His promise to you when you were killing the enemy by His permission. Meaning at the beginning of the battle, you Muslims were certainly victorious by the help of Allah. Until when you lost courage and fell to disputing about the order and disobeyed after He had shown you that which you love. Among you are some who desire this world, and among you are some who desire the hereafter. Then He turned you back from them, defeated, that He might test you. And He has already forgiven you, and Allah is the possessor of bounty for the believers. Remember, when you fled and climbed the mountain without looking aside at anyone, while the messenger was calling you from behind. So Allah repaid you with distress upon distress. Why? So you would not grieve for that which had escaped you, or for that which had befallen you, and Allah is acquainted with what you do. So the main thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to grieve over worldly loss. The reality of this world is that it is not meant to stay forever. And if a person keeps grieving and yearning for what has gone, they cannot appreciate and make use of what they have. The nature of this world is such that every single moment we are losing something. Every single moment we are losing, for instance, time. But at the same moment, we are also receiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly replacing what we are losing with something else, something better. So if we only focus on what has gone, we will be sad and grieved. We need to focus on what is coming, what we are receiving. Now, of course, grief and sadness, this is something natural. It is real. But too much of it can be debilitating. It can weaken a person. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ would frequently make dua, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan, wal-ajzi wal-kasal, wal-jubni wal-bukhl, wal-dala'i d-daini wa ghalabati r-rijal." That, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge in You from worry and grief." Alham wal hazan. So when you lose something, say, Qaddar Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al. This was Allah's decree. Whatever Allah wanted has happened. And then bring yourself together and try to move forward. Then after distress, He sent down upon you security in the form of drowsiness. Subhanallah. You see, sleep after an episode of stress is very much needed. And this is the same thing that happened with the Muslims. After enduring all of that difficulty at the Battle of Uhud, they actually felt drowsy. Some of them fell asleep. Overcoming a faction of you, while another faction worried about themselves, meaning they just couldn't relax. Why? Thinking of Allah other than the truth. The thought of ignorance, saying, is there anything for us to have done in this matter? These were the hypocrites, thinking negative thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, indeed the matter belongs completely to Allah. It's not about what we want, it's about what Allah decides. They conceal within themselves what they will not reveal to you. They say, if there was anything we could have done in the matter, some of us would not have been killed right here. Say, even if you had been inside your houses, those decreed to be killed would have come out to their deathbeds. It was so that Allah might test what is in your chests and purify what is in your hearts. And Allah is knowing of that within the chests. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ. Indeed, those of you who turned back on the day the two armies met. Why is it that the hypocrites left? It was shaitan who caused them to slip because of some blame they had earned. Or this is referring to tawallaw minkum, meaning those Muslims who turned away from their places which the Prophet ﷺ had appointed them on. Why did they move? Why did they end up disobeying the Prophet ﷺ? Shaitan caused them to slip because of some blame they had earned. So remember, it is because of our own weaknesses, our own sins, because of which shaitan gets the better of us. But Allah has already forgiven them. So don't talk bad about the companions. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and forbearing. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O you who have believed, do not be like those who disbelieved and said about their brothers when they traveled through the land or went out to fight, if they had been with us, they would not have died or have been killed. So Allah makes that a regret within their chests. And it is Allah who gives life and causes death. And Allah is seeing of what you do. So we should not say such things. That, you know, oh, if I had not done such and such, then I wouldn't have suffered this loss. No, the Prophet ﷺ said, be keen on what benefits you and seek help from Allah and do not give up. And if anything afflicts you, do not say, لو, if I had done such and such, then such and such would not have happened. Rather say, قدر الله وما شاء فعل. Because saying لو is something that opens the door for shaitan. So don't welcome shaitan. And if you are killed in the cause of Allah or die, then forgiveness from Allah and mercy are better than whatever they accumulate. And whether you die or are killed, unto Allah you will be gathered. This is such an excellent way to dispel anxiety. You know, when you're feeling very anxious, ask yourself, okay, what's the worst thing that will happen? Bring to mind all of your worries and concerns and ask yourself, okay, then what? Then what will happen? Okay, then what will happen? What's the worst thing? I'll die? Okay, death is going to happen anyway. We're all going to die anyway. So process your fears. Don't avoid them. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. So by mercy from Allah, O Messenger, you were lenient with them. And if you had been rude and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially blessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with leniency and softness, with gentleness. And this gentleness is very, very important for a good leader, for the person who calls people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gentleness is not in anything except that it makes it beautiful. Even within a household, within the family, gentleness is essential. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no people of a house are given gentleness except that it will benefit them. And no people of a house are deprived of gentleness except that it will harm them. So we see that people who are not gentle, people who are not easygoing with one another, They suffer. They suffer themselves and they also cause others to suffer. So don't just wait for people to be gentle with you first. You initiate the gentleness. إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ If Allah should aid you, no one can overcome you. But if He should forsake you, who is there that can aid you after Him? And upon Allah let the believers rely. So ask Him for help. It is not attributable to any prophet that he should act unfaithfully in regard to war booty. And whoever betrays, taking unlawfully, will come with what he took on the day of resurrection. Then will every soul be fully compensated for what it earned, and they will not be wronged. So is one who pursues the pleasure of Allah like one who brings upon himself the anger of Allah, and whose refuge is hell? And wretched is the destination? You think these people are the same? No, they are varying degrees in the sight of Allah, and Allah is seeing of whatever they do. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Certainly did Allah confer great favor upon the believers when He sent among them a messenger from themselves, reciting to them His verses, and purifying them, and teaching them the book and wisdom, although they had been before it in manifest error. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ didn't just impart knowledge. He didn't just recite the Qur'an. He also purified the people, yuzakihim. So with ta'aleem, tazkiyah, purification, growth is very important. Remember, sacred knowledge is not just for the sake of information. We don't just study sacred knowledge in order to increase in our information. No, it is for the purpose of improvement, so that we purify ourselves, our character, our behavior, our lives. Why is it that when a single disaster struck you, this was on the day of Uhud, although you had struck the enemy previously in the Battle of Badr, with something twice as great, you said, "From where is this?" The Muslims were shocked at the Battle of Uhud, that how did this happen? Say, it is from yourselves. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent. And what struck you on the day the two armies met was by permission of Allah, that He might make evident the true believers. You see, sometimes you wonder that I am trying to do something good. Why is it so hard for me? So remember, the hardship that you're facing is by the permission of Allah. It is not random. It was selected for you, not to destroy you, but to improve you, to make you better than before. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا And that He might make evident those who are hypocrites. For it was said to them, Come, fight in the way of Allah, or at least defend. They said, If we had known there would be fighting, we would have followed you. What a lie. You see, the hypocrites, they try to deceive the Muslims. And at the Battle of Uhud, the hypocrites were exposed. Because a friend in need is a friend indeed. They abandoned the Muslims. So it was made very clear that these people are not sincere to you. They were nearer to disbelief that day than to faith, saying with their mouths what was not in their hearts. And Allah is most knowing of what they conceal. Those who said about their brothers while sitting at home, if they had obeyed us, they would not have been killed. Say, then prevent death from yourselves if you should be truthful. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا And never think of those who have been killed in the cause of Allah as dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord receiving provision. One of the first things we feel for someone who has died is pity. That, oh, they never got to see this. They never got to experience that. You know, they missed out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the person who dies in his way is not missing out. Because the shaheed, the martyr, is given provision, sustenance and reward in the life of barzakh, even before they enter Jannah, before the day of judgment. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ Rejoicing in what Allah has bestowed upon them of His bounty, and they receive good tidings about those after them who have not yet joined them, that there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. They receive good tidings of favor from Allah and bounty, and of the fact that Allah does not allow the reward of believers to be lost. الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, those believers who responded to Allah and the Messenger after injury had struck them. This is so beautiful. For those who did good among them and feared Allah is a great reward. You see, right after the Battle of Uhud, when the Muslims returned to Medina, the Prophet ﷺ feared that the mushrikeen, the enemy, would return and try to attack the Muslims again. So the Prophet ﷺ decided that the Muslims should go and pursue the enemy and face them outside. So the Muslims who were injured, who had barely recovered from the Battle of Uhud, when they were asked to go face the enemy, to go pursue the enemy, they got up and they went. They were physically and emotionally wounded. They were tired, but still they went in obedience to Allah and His Messenger. And sometimes it happens that, you know, you are exhausted from one fast and then you have to fast again the next day. You are tired from your fast and then you have to do qiyam. So yes, this is tiring, but remember, those who do ihsan, those who fear Allah, Allah has a huge reward for them. Those to whom hypocrites said, indeed, the people have gathered against you, so fear them, but it merely increased them in faith. And they said, hasbunallah, sufficient for us is Allah, meaning Allah alone is enough for us. Even if all odds are against us, Allah is enough, because Allah is all-powerful and He is wa ni'mal wakil, the best disposer of affairs, meaning He is the best one to rely upon. These words, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, they're very powerful. And when things get really hard, we should also say the same words. Ibrahim alayhi salam also said these words when he was thrown in the fire by his people. Difficult things will become easy when we say hasbunallah. So what happened? They returned with favor from Allah, meaning with victory and bounty, no harm having touched them, and they pursued the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the possessor of great bounty. And so this turned their defeat back into victory, because Medina was defended, the enemy did not pursue the Muslims, but the Muslims pursued them. So we see that another test after a setback allows you to mend your situation, to fix your mistake. So we see over here that the companions, they received four rewards of tawakkul, of relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of not quitting. And what are these four rewards? Ni'mah, Allah's blessing, and that was victory. Fadl, more favor, and that was the treaties of peace that they had made. Safety, and also rida, Allah's approval. That is only shaitan who frightens you of his supporters. So fear them not, but fear me if you are indeed believers. And do not be grieved by those who hasten into disbelief. Indeed, they will never harm Allah at all. Allah intends that He should give them no share in the hereafter, and for them is a great punishment. Indeed, those who purchase disbelief in exchange for faith, never will they harm Allah at all. And for them is a painful punishment. And let not those who disbelieve ever think that because we extend their time of enjoyment, it is better for them. We only extend it for them so that they may increase in sin, and for them is a humiliating punishment. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. Allah would not leave the believers in that state you are in. Meaning, things are not always going to remain the same. They will be turned upside down. You will be tested and tried until He separates the evil from the good. Nor would Allah reveal to you the unseen. But instead, Allah chooses of His messengers whom He wills. So believe in Allah and His messengers. And if you believe and fear Him, then for you is a great reward. And let not those who greedily withhold what Allah has given them of His bounty ever think that it is better for them. Rather, it is worse for them. Their necks will be encircled by what they withheld on the Day of Judgment. And this is the punishment of not giving zakat. That wealth, that property will be wound around the neck of the person. And to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth. And Allah, with what you do, is fully acquainted. Allah has certainly heard the statement of those who said, indeed, Allah is poor while we are rich. Subhanallah. When Allah says in the Quran that who will give to Allah a goodly loan, some people, you know, they mock at this. And they mocked at this at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Then why is Allah asking for a loan? Is he poor? We are rich. And they said this only to mock. Allah says he has heard such people. لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ. Allah asks us to spend on his religion, not because he is in need, but to give us an opportunity. We will record what they said and their killing of the prophets without right, and will say, taste the punishment of the burning fire. That is for what your hands have put forth, and because Allah is not ever unjust to his servants. There are those who said, indeed, Allah has taken our promise not to believe any messenger until he brings us an offering which fire from heaven will consume. Say, there have already come to you messengers before me with clear proofs, and even that of which you speak. So why did you kill them, if you should be truthful? Meaning these are all excuses. Then if they deny you, so were messengers denied before you, who brought clear proofs and written ordinances and the enlightening scripture. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will taste death. And you will only be given your full compensation on the day of resurrection, not now, but in the hereafter. So he who was drawn away from the fire and admitted to paradise has attained his desire. Meaning such a person is successful. And what is the life of this world except the enjoyment of delusion? So the person who thinks that this life and its things are everything is truly deceived. They're misdirected. They've got it all wrong. And those who've got it right, those who are not deceived, are those who focus on what is to come after death, meaning the hereafter, so they prepare for it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, the space in paradise, which is taken up by a whip is like a belt, something so small, a place, an area that is so small, that area in Jannah is better than the world and whatever that is in it. Recite if you wish. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. You will surely be tested in your possessions and in yourselves. And you will surely hear from those who were given the scripture before you and from those who associate others with Allah much abuse. So be prepared. This will happen. But if you are patient and fear Allah, again, sabr and taqwa are mentioned. Indeed, that is of the matters worthy of determination. And a person who has determination is able to do something. Only they are able to reach higher levels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us over here, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ. You will be tested, so be ready. And the fact is that everyone is tested. So be prepared for hardship. Life is not going to be a bed of roses. There will be obstacles. And never think that you're having it worse, that all problems are for you, that somehow you are the only one who attracts tribulation. No, everyone is tested. Because what happens is that sometimes in self-pity, we begin to think that our tests are the most difficult. And that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being unfair to us. That is not the case. The fact is that everyone is being tested because this life is supposed to be for a test. Because we become biased, this is why we see our problems as the worst and other people's problems as if they are nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, which people are tested the most severely? He said, the prophets and the righteous, and then the next best. Meaning according to their level. And he said, a person is tested according to the level of his religion. If there is strength in his religion, his trial is increased. And if there is weakness in his religion, then his trial is lightened. In another hadith, we learn that a believing man and a believing woman is tested in their body, wealth, or children continuously, so that when they meet Allah, there is no sin left on them. Subhanallah. This is why, no matter what the test is, we should never be upset with Allah. Because, فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. Whoever is pleased, then he will get Allah's approval. وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ السَّخَطَ. And whoever gets upset with Allah, then he will find Allah upset as well. And mention, O Prophet, when Allah took a covenant from those who were given the scripture, saying, you must make it clear to the people and not conceal it. But they threw it away behind their backs and exchanged it for a small price, and wretched is that which they purchased. And never think that those who rejoice in what they have perpetrated and like to be praised for what they did not do, they haven't done anything, yet they want to be praised. They want the rewards. Never think them to be in safety from the punishment. And for them is a painful punishment. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. And Allah is over all things competent. He is capable of all things.